World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
All right, I'm going to try to stay focused and be a good boy here this morning. Got, as usual, it's Friday, it's communion. A lot of stuff going on. I'm going to try to get that done at the top before I let out of me what's inside of me. I say it in the pre-show, but for those of you who, we do have a pre-show, we get in here. I'm a pursuer. I'm in a relentless pursuit of the truth. If it's not true, I don't want to know it. And I don't want to believe it. And I tell some of you out there, lighten up, man. Lighten up. If what you believe is true, then what does it matter if I question it? If you believe it's true, what does it matter what I say about it? Why do people get mad over it? And like what I like about it is we throw a piece of meat down on the ground, we cut it, we cook it up, we chew it, and we spit it out at the end of the day. And, you know, you have to deal with it. So that's what we do here. I've said over and over and over, ain't no theologian. No, I'm a smart man. I have a PhD piled higher and deeper. I can think, I can read, I can process information. I can look and see this and look and see this and look and see this. I can follow a trail. And that's what I do here. I was on the Patriot Party news last night. We had the round table and I was part of that. And I want all of you guys, I made this statement. I want you guys all to understand this. I'm just a dude, man. There ain't nothing special about me. Nothing special. Wow, that's, we all have special stuff. But you understand what I'm saying? I'm not some know-it-all. Do you know what I do in the morning? You know what I do? I'm going to show you that later on. Don't somebody, because I want to be organized here. Well, let me, I'm not going to do it. You know what I do in the morning? The Lord gives me an idea and I do a Google search. And I see the information pops up. I said, boy, that's interesting. And that's interesting. That's interesting. And that's how I do this show every day. Now, do you have a Google? Can you Google? Yeah, you can. Can you do your own research? Or are you bound and determined that you're going to believe what somebody else told you without verification? And especially from the biblical standpoint, because they can take you into the Bible and they can show you about three verses that will support their position. Say, see, there you go. Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. I dug a little bit deeper. And there aren't contradictions. There are clarifications in the Bible, like in everything else. One size doesn't always fit all.
Amen.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. I've worked with Steve Deck out in the field, and I would be getting ready to do something, and Steve would say, no, don't do that. Do this. And I thought, man, I never thought of that. How come I never thought of that? Well, most of our life is like that, friends. We get into a thought pattern, and we have a hard time getting out of that thought pattern. And that's one of the things I hope we do here. At the end of the day, you're not mad at me, but you've been challenged. That's what I hope. Hey, let's jump in right here. We're gonna do Craig's prayer, and then Joe's going to lead us in communion. Not Craig's prayer, but the prayer of protection. Who would like to read that? Anybody have to say, Coach, I'd like to read that. Anybody? Looking for a hand to go up. Oh, somebody other than Betty. Somebody other than Betty. Somebody's never done it. All right. Who said that?
Steve.
No. Hey, Gene Schroeder's got his hand up. Let's
okay.
Gene do that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, folks, be in an attitude of prayer here, all right?
Right.
We're in a war. Go ahead, Gino.
Okay. Passover prayer of the remembrance and protection from April 19th to May 12th. I mean, 2. We praise and honor you, Lord Jesus. You are lifted up and set on the right hand of the Father. As we approach Passover this year, we call upon your name to be honored and lifted up high.
Amen.
The beautiful story of God's redemption plan to mankind before the creation of the earth. Wow, that's
amen.
A lot.
Amen.
As we remember your sacrifice on the cross of Calvary during this year, upcoming Passover celebration almost 2,000 years ago, We, as your body of believers, come and pray in unison, asking for your Spirit to move mightily upon the earth from April 19th to May 2nd.
Amen.
We are in precious, precarious times as war looms over the Middle East and the lands of Israel.
Amen.
Confusion and conflict overwhelm the Holy Land at this time. That is not of God, that's of the devil. The very Prince of Peace, you, Lord Jesus, are not positioned in the hearts of the minds and of world leaders across the earth. That is so true. Yet as stated in John chapter 1, 2 to 3, he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made.
Amen.
Psalms 2 states, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The king of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who set in the heavens shall laugh.
Yes, sir. He's laughing. Amen.
Amen. Father, as you laugh and distress them in your deep displeasure, give your ecclesia, that is the one who addresses assembly, the wisdom, strength, courage, boldness, empowerment of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To be in one accord in prayer, but also in action in the days ahead into the month of May, as the enemy or rulers of the world are brought into naught.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, your Son, and the perfect sacrifice to bring mankind back into the relationship with you. Oh, Lord, please. Our King, our hope, our salvation. Amen and amen.
Amen, Gino. Amen, 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 amen. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Huh? He is over government. He is the head of all things, all principalities and powers. He's the boss. He's the big G's. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And our courts do not realize that.
No, they don't. We're going to talk about some of that today, too. Amen. Go ahead, Joe. Lead us in communion here, brother.
Yes, sir, Coach. My privilege. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second.
Mm-hmm.
By which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Amen.
And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever,
okay,
sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
He's waiting on his enemies to be made his footstool. Wonder how that happens.
For one by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Hmm.
Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he hath said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them.
Amen.
And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Thank you, Lord.
Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin.
Mm.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
No Jesus, no holiness. That's the only way you get in. You don't get in by birthright. You don't get in because your daddy was a pastor. You only get in through the blood of Jesus.
By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again today with gratitude and thanksgiving in our hearts. Gratitude for Passover, gratitude for this the amazing way that you build a foundation and then build of the foundation of Passover and then an amazing extension of that foundation with the Lamb of God. So there need not be any more sacrifice, Lord. We cannot comprehend your wisdom, nor can we cannot comprehend your love, that you so loved the world so much that you gave your Son for the world, your only begotten Son. And Lord, we are in a troubled world. You know more than us how the world is walking this razor's edge at the moment. But we know, Lord, that you ultimately are in control, even though these wicked deeds are not of you, they're of the enemy. But you, it's your world, Lord, it's your game, and you can flip the table whenever you want. And we know that you love us, and you promised to take care of us, and we trust you, Lord. You're our protector. And we, in these precarious times, Lord, we know that what we say and do can mean more to those that we're around, because the whole world is starting to wake up to the fact that these are not normal days. So in this light, Lord, let your Son, Jesus Christ, shine through us and let those that we speak with, interact with, or may just meet or be seen on the streets, let them see Christ in us. And let us make that difference, Lord, to let your love come through. Even for our enemies, Lord, let your love come through. Give us the wisdom at the moment that we follow the Spirit and not our emotions. And so, Lord, we thank you for communion, and we ask you to bless this bread and this blood, representing the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for us so many years ago, but only a couple days for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Joe.
Amen. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for taking the time to prepare that, Joe. Thank you. Thank you for leading us in. Cool. All right.
Thank you, Joe.
It's an anchor, everybody. It's an anchor. Don't have to. I thank you.
So let's jump in here, folks. Ready? Where are you, Coach? Get this thing up here, Coach. Get rid of that. Get that off your screen. Propaganda. Propaganda. That word came to me. Funny how that, you know, how things work. That word came to me out of nowhere. And I thought, I'll go backwards. So I hear a word like that. And I think about it. And I think, Lord, why did you have me hear that? So I run down that bunny trail. And I heard propaganda this morning as I was preparing. Propaganda. And I thought, well, what's propaganda? What's propaganda? What does it mean to propagate? Spencer, can you look at that propagate? I don't even know if it's in there. P-R-O. Propagate. See, I don't even have it up there, but yeah, it is. Propagate. There it is. What's propagate? Propagate is to continue or multiply the kind by generation. To spread, to extend, to impel, to propagate. Propagate is to expand, to spread something, right? To spread it. Boy, you guys sure are propagating there, right? That's natural family thing. It's really beginning to propagate. It's really beginning to spread and okay, propagate. So propaganda is the means by which things spread. That's the way we spread. So I went to Webster, which is where I always go, and I looked up propaganda. And as you can see right now, Spencer types in propaganda, and there isn't any such word. There isn't any such word in 18, whatever this thing was, 1828. There was no such word as propaganda. Isn't that something? I thought, Lord, what the heck's that all about? No such word as propaganda. No, because propaganda, propagate is a process. And propaganda are the seeds by which the process grows. I'm sort of paraphrasing. You make that, you understand? But I want you to watch what they have done to us, okay? Now, Spencer, let's click. This is Webster, the original. He's the guy who clarified the English language. I think it's 1828. People came. We were a melting pot. People came from everywhere, right? Different dialects, different languages. And so he said, no, here's what the words mean. So he wrote the first dictionary. 1828. Now here is dictionary.com today, and look what they say propaganda is. It is information, ideas, or rumors deliberately spread widely to help or harm a person, group, movement, institution, or nation. The deliberate spreading of such information and rumors, the particular doctrines or principles propagated by an organization or movement. Hey friends, let me tell you something. To propagate is a good thing. But see, they have turned the idea of spreading ideas as something bad. Why do they want the idea of spreading something, some ideas as bad? In other words, not taking a jab would be propaganda. Taking a jab, well, that wouldn't be propaganda. Wearing a mask, why, that would be propaganda. No, not wearing a mask would be propaganda. Wearing a mask would be good. That would be facts, right? You understand what they've done? So anything that does not agree with the established way of doing things has become propaganda. Not even a word. Not even a word in 1828. So propaganda is nothing more than the spreading of information, facts, truth, ideas, not good, not bad. It's the process by which, see, the government is allowed to do propaganda. Is Coach Dave Live allowed to do propaganda? Well, Coach Dave Live does propaganda, and the people that you know that you listen to Coach Dave say, well, he's crazy. He's spreading propaganda. Are you with me, friends? And that's exactly what has happened. I'm going to show you something here that's going to, it blew my mind. So propaganda is masquerading as truth. I made some notes here. It's masquerading as truth in, where did it put that, Coach? In the church? Somebody say amen. Please, somebody say
amen.
Amen.
In science, in education, in medicine. Does anybody out there think that the focus of medicine is to get you healthy, or is the focus of medicine to get you poor? which one is it, right? And why would it be all the pharmaceutical companies are for government paid for medicine? Oh, I know why. So everybody will take it and it doesn't cost them anything. And so nobody's going to complain about it because it's free. Hey, by the way, go get the shot. It's free. It's free. Well, hey, friends, ain't nothing free. What do you mean it's free? Well, through government propaganda, they are selling their agenda. See, their agenda is never propaganda. Our agenda is propaganda. Webster's, she put up propagandism. Put that up there. Go to Webster's and put propagandism up there. Propagandist person who devotes himself to the spread of any system or principles. A propagandist is someone who devotes himself to the spread of any Christian propagandist. Bonaparte selected a body to compose the Sanhedrin of political propagandists. They were spreading a belief system, principles, okay? I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. So that's what we're up against. The Bible called it evil men have crept in unaware and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. In other words, brought in propaganda. Is propaganda good or propaganda bad? Well, it depends on whether it's true or not. That's what makes... I'm not trying to belittle this, but you with me? Remember, repetition is the heart of education. So when we come in here and we say, don't take the jab, what is that? What's that called, Ray? What's that called when we come in here and say, don't take the jab?
Propaganda.
Uh-huh. But if the government buys commercials, I'm sorry, the medical companies buy commercials on Fox News, that's not propaganda, is it? That's not propaganda. No. You get it, folks? See what they're doing to us? And this is the game that they play on us over and over and over. Can I tell you the truth? Those who have the most money spread the most propaganda. Vinny, that'd be a boom. That would be a boom. Why is that a boom? Because they can buy access to people's minds.
Boom.
The wealthy do. The rich do. They buy access to your mind through propaganda. Cool. Yeah, Ray. Those that own the gold rule the world. We know that, right? Propaganda. Say, Coach, where are you going? So I was doing some research yesterday. I wrote a commentary, another good one, on I don't know if it's gone out yet, on the natural family, what we're doing with the natural family. I wrote my commentary at newswithviews.com yesterday, entitled, I can't believe I didn't put it, don't have it in the link, entitled, and pull it up there, Spencer. I'm sorry, I didn't send it to you today. Newswithviews.com. My brain's going a million miles an hour. It's about the natural family. Okay, I wrote about the natural family is what I wrote about yesterday. And as I was doing some research on the natural family, I came across some interesting stuff that I put into the commentary. There it is. Let's celebrate the natural family. Yada, yada, yada. And it goes down. It's got a lot of links in it. It's got a, but I camped on this right here. Okay. And I'm going to show you some more. So okay. Bear with me. Okay. Here's how I do the show. So I got up this morning after I wrote that commentary and I Googled, you ready, Spencer? Google, go click on number 9. This is what I Googled searched. This is what I Googled searched. I searched what percentage of American families are gay. That's what I Google searched. What I Google searched. And so that opens the door to all kinds of propaganda, right? Because polling can be propaganda. Polling is done for the purpose of finding what you believe and either changing what you believe or marketing to what you believe. That's the whole purpose of polls, right? So I went to I thought, well, I'm gonna go to the left. Lefties. What do the lefties say? So I went to the NPR, number of U.S. adults. Are you sitting down, friends? Are you sitting down? Number of U.S. adults who identify as LGBTQ has doubled. So I pulled that up, thought that's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. So I started reading down through this thing. Number of adults, blah, 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 blah. Stop right there a second. The government propaganda, by the way, folks. Because gay this, gay, 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 LBGD, LBG, yeah, Pride Month, Pride Month, Pride Flag, Pride, 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 Pride. But Steve Decker, that classifies propaganda. I think it would classify as propaganda from my standpoint. I believe so. They got our kids. It's working because our kids are now believing. So look at this. The latest results show that 7.6. Are you sitting down, friends? Are you sitting down? The latest results show that 7.6 of the U.S. adults, 7%, align themselves with LGBT community. By the way, that's doubled since 2012. I wonder how that's happened. The latest findings continue a trend showing that the number of these freaks has increased every year since the propaganda started. So increases in LGBT identification have gone up. Adults in these younger generations are far more likely than in older generations to identify. I'm going to hit a bullseye here. You better get ready. Scroll down. Gallup collected in its 2023 data through surveys. Are you sitting down? Hey, folks, listen. Grab a hold of a seatbelt. Get ready. Grab a hold of the seatbelt. Of the respondents, 85%. Said they were straight. Can you highlight, Spencer, so people see where we are on the screen? 85% of the people they called said they were straight. 85%. 7.6 identified with one or more identifiers. I thought, what? One or more? What? And, 7.6% identified with one or more identifiers. What would that be? See, straight and homo, I thought. Isn't that it? Isn't that all it is? Straight and homo? No. The data found that bisexual adults make up the largest proportion of the queers. They're not homos, folks. They'll screw anything. The data found that bisexual adults make up the largest portion of the LGBTQ, as if it's a community, right? With six, are you kidding me? With 4.4 of U.S. adults reporting they are bisexual. So the 7.6 who identified as gay, they're bi, they don't care who they sleep. That's called pansexual. What? Women are twice as likely as men to identify as alphabets. But that doesn't account for non-binary. Hey, Spencer, let's see how good you are, Spencer. Go to Webster. What's non-binary? What's that word mean? Or is that a made-up propaganda word? Non-binary. Well, ain't no such word. What's dictionary.com say about non-binary? See, folks, I'm trying to show you propaganda and how effective they have been at it. Did you guys know that 75% of homosexuals are bisexual? They'll screw anything. That's what it says. Non-binary. Not consisting or involving two. Mathematics. Noting or relating to gender identity. Does not fit into male, female. So, hey, so let me ask you something. If I'm a man and I'm sleeping with a man, am I male or female? Which role am I playing? Folks, do you see how sick this is? Relating to, intended for, or common to any gender neutral. What? Yeah, you'll sleep with a man, you'll sleep with a woman, you'll sleep with a dog, you'll sleep with a cat. You don't care. You just want to have an orgasm. That's all. You don't care how it comes. But they're selling all of this to us as people being born that way. You get them? You with me, friends? the propaganda. We have a whole month celebrating this mix of people who are not exclusively same-sex attracted. Now, hang on, I'm not done. I see your hands. I'll get you in here. So I said, Lord, this is something crazy. Pull up number 7. Medical News Today gave us a word. Many people will find it difficult to identify their sexual orientation or gender identity. Hey, by the way, does anybody here in the queue have problem identifying? Does anybody here, because it says here many people will. Does anybody in here have any problem at all identifying which one you have? Because according to propaganda, many people do. Many people do. See, sexuality, stay up there, Spencer. Sexuality is a challenging concept to define. Huh? What are you talking about? A man's got a penis and a woman has a vagina. What's hard about defining this? See, it's hard to define because they make it hard to define through their propaganda. Did you know, friends, that only a third of people who call themselves homosexual are just homosexual? Did you know that the majority of them, 75% of them, will do it with anybody? In recent years, there's been a growing recognition that sexuality exists on a spectrum. Propaganda. Can I tell you what the sad part of it is? The church has bought the propaganda, as usual. Put this in the chat. I'm going to move on. I'm going to open it up. I see the hands coming up already. I'm not done. So go to number 7, sex categories. Is that where we are? All right. Scroll on down through. That's where we are. Scroll on down through here. What are some of the categories? How do you identify them? Can you identify with one or more? Sex and me? None of these terms feel right. Bisexual. Go back. I'm sorry, I didn't have this better prepared. Forget it. Bisexuality, right there. Stop. I lost it. Bisexuality and pansex. Stay there. Is it possible for a person to identify with multiple terms and use them interchangeably to describe themselves? Because, see, they want to tell you that gay rights is just about Billy and Timmy wanting to be married and everybody leaving them alone. That's a lie they're telling us, right? No. It's also possible for a person to identify with multiple terms and then use them interchangeably to describe themselves. And they told you it's about gay rights. Billy and Tommy want to have a garden and live together and just be left alone. One more. Pull up. 8. 8. Pansexual. What? Pansexual. Right? Do that second one. Pansexual versus bisexual. What? Bisexuality and pansexuality are both terms that people may use to describe sexual orientation. Let me get a little bit more gruff. Bisexuality and pansexuality are both terms that people may use to describe how they prefer to have orgasms. Generally, bisexuality refers to an attraction to more than one gender. Well, if it's more than one gender, then why is it bi? Why isn't it tri? Why isn't it quad sexuality? People may define pansexuality as attraction regardless of gender. Folks, they have sold us gay rights, homosexuality, based on Billy and Tommy in their garden. So what's the definition of pansexual? This is unbelievable, isn't it? Oh, typically, people who identify as pansexual can feel an attraction to anyone, including individuals who do not identify as any specific gender. For example, people with a pansexual orientation, by the way, that's the LGBT, that's the movement, friends. They may feel an attraction to someone who is agender. What is agender? They might equally find a female, male, or gender fluid. Folks, do you see the propaganda? Do you see the lies? And they tell us gay pride month. It isn't gay pride month. It isn't gay pride. It's pansexual. It's deviant sex month. This is their own words. It is important to note that identifying as pansexual does not mean feeling attracted to everyone. Just as a heterosexual male does not feel attracted to every female, and vice versa. Bisexuality can mean different things, and not everyone would agree on a single different. Then why the hell are you telling us it's the same? Generally, if someone identifies as bisexual, they feel an attraction to more than one gender. Hey, Ray, help me out here. How many genders are there? More than one? Would it be easy to say two? But it's not that, see. It's not that. They're attracted to an orgasm. And they're going to get into a bed with anything and everything, and they want us to say it's okay. Okay, hang on. So learn more about the differences between sex and gender. They got more propaganda they can feed you all here, right? To some people, bisexuality might mean only feeling attracted to males and females. To others, it could mean feeling attracted to multiple gender identities. Pardon me. The hell does that mean? And see, folks, they pass this stuff off as science. Are you noticing? Are you catching a pattern here? They propagate lies, the devil does, propagates lies through the use of science. Because follow the science. Follow the science. They tell us. Yet they want to tell us that men can have babies. We'll follow the science. Oh, yeah, but see, we can't follow that science because sex and gender, it's emotional and it's internal and you can't really measure that. Well, then hell, it's not science then, is it? If you can't measure it, is it science? Pansexual. And they have sold it to us as Gay Pride Month. And it ain't gay. It's pansexual month. It's deviant sexual month. Are you with me, friends? You with me? All right, I'll catch a breath here. Come on in, Danica. Been trying to get in here for a while. It's unbelievable. Put all this stuff in the chat so people can go do research on their own because they won't believe it. Come on in. Let me see you. You were there. You still there, Danica? Jeff now. Go, Jeff.
Greetings, everyone. I just write down a few things here, and you're just triggering my mind, Coach. From my past experiences and
encounters. They're lying to us. They're lying to us. Yeah, they're lying.
Yeah, just incredible. I'm going to jail because very soon I'll be out there again and so forth. I like to reflect that this week I saw two teenage lesbians holding hands coming back from the dog park, and it just pisses me off.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. How do you know they were lesbians?
Because it's not culturally standard here.
You just saw them in one moment of time when they were attracted to each other. They may not be lesbians. Folks, we better get this. We better understand this. We're using their words again. We see two women holding hands. We call them lesbians when they may have sex with an animal. I'm telling you the truth. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. Wow. The dean of the University of Nevada, Reno, former Governor Sandoval, a Republican, is for the communist goal, present LGBTQ degeneracy and promiscuity as natural and healthy. It's influence. So that propaganda there, because I fought it. I fought it, but people don't want to listen.
No, yeah, I'm going to move on. Betty, go, Betty.
Yep, I tell you what, I get so mad at the VA because you fill out the forms. They got male, female, man, woman, transgender man, transgender woman, non-binary, prefer not to answer, a gender not listed here. So I put female, of course, and then I say, this is the devil's work. This offends me. God made two genders. And then I sign my name, and I put 2 Thessalonians 2-11, for this is the reason God sends them a powerful delusion so that they believe a lie. And I put, God bless you and thank you. I'm still waiting for that form to come back.
Yeah, they won't come back. I wouldn't even answer any of that. Folks, you better realize this. They use your information as a weapon. I would refuse to mark any of that stuff ever. Ever.
Yeah, but what would you do? What would they do? You know, because it's a it's the VA.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying that would they mark something else on down there and then you end up being something you're not? Because they're that dirty?
You are anyway, Betty. They're doing
it. Okay, you're right. You're right.
Wow, huh? Jack, come on in.
Just cross it off, Betty, and write occasionally.
Occasionally. Amen. 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 Rarely. Occasionally. Lorianne.
What the deeper issue here is, what they're creating is that every time you have sex with someone other than your spouse, you're creating soul ties. And there's all these soul ties with all of these sexual acts that aren't severed, and at the root of it, they're going after the soul because it's so tied up in all of this identity freakacy.
Lorianne, is the church teaching this, or is the church?
No, they won't.
No,
they won't, and that's why I'm so grateful for every day here.
The church is teaching their own form of propaganda, aren't they?
Exactly. If you're And they define what the sin for sexual immorality is, right?
They're supposed to accept their propaganda is accept this. Love these people. That's their propaganda.
Exactly. But they're not worried about the soul ties that are attached going on. They don't care.
They don't care about heaven and hell, right? Hey, friends,
no.
I sat in a church a long time ago. I sat in a church for 8 years and never heard the gospel. How do I know that? Because I heard it at a church one time. I thought, damn. Oh, right. I wonder how many churches there are out there where you could go every Sunday and never hear the gospel.
The epidemic. And the thing is they've made Jesus a Tinder swipe and a hookup. Hey, invite Jesus into your heart. You'll be saved. Well, that's not it. The whole thing about salvation is you meet Jesus at the cross, and then there's a resurrection Sunday, and you meet the living God, and it's not about going to heaven. It's about meeting Jesus as a sinner at the cross.
We know that. We know that. They don't know that. Angie, come on in.
Great show. I always have to kind of look at how they choose these words, especially when you look at the identification of man. Yep. P-A-N, sexual. Well, if you know anything about Greek mythology and who the Greek god Pan is.
How about Peter Pan? We got a Peter Pan, don't we? That's for sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're just taking these ancient ways and recycling them into our modern days. And so we have got to start understanding this, because if you go and actually look at the image of Pan, he is nothing but a recycled Babylonian ancient Sumerian type gods of Baal. So these are just things that keep getting recycled. They just keep, and I, honest to God, people do these things and they don't even know why they're doing them or where they're originating from.
No.
But and these things are just crazy.
Why are my people destroyed? What's the Bible say my people are destroyed? Why?
For lack of knowledge.
Wow. Huh? Are the pastors teaching this? Are the churches teaching this? Are the teachers are the churches teaching that there's a battle for your mind? Or are they telling you 10 ways to be prosperous and happy? It's unbelievable. We have an army that is absolutely not trained, equipped, and mobilized.
Well, Well, I put a call out to some of the pastors that I know. I said, if you really want to help your congregants move from milk to meat, then have a question and answer session after your sermon.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
Q&A, and let them ask you questions, and then you answer them. They will never do that.
They need to control it. They've got to move on. Craig, come in.
Hi, Coach. I'm Craig, and I'm straight. You know, they always have to tell you what they are, right? Because right. They need you to be that. But it's not only that, Coach, okay? It doesn't – you have to go down to the children. So you got to get the pedophile in. It's never enough. It's never enough. And that's why child sex trafficking and abuse is so rampant.
Craig,
in our
we have given them access to the minds of our children in government schools. The church has. The church has permitted this to happen.
That's not the mind of Christ, that's for sure.
No. The church doesn't even understand the mind of Christ. We put them in public schools where they teach what the public believes. Or better yet, government schools where they teach what the government wants them to believe. Right? Oh, yeah. Go try to get prayer in your school. Go ahead. Go try that one. See how much they raise up a stink against that. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, a couple of points here as you're talking about all this. Over the past, the first thing I did when you pulled up in the dictionary, Webster's, I thought, when was non-binary introduced to the dictionary today? November 7th, 2019. That's when the word in it. Yeah. So I'm going to start pulling them up. The new words that were never there. Pull them up and see what's introduced. So
change the words, change the world, right, baby? Huh?
So now I was thinking about this. 10, 15 years ago, we went and stood against the first annual Pagan Pride Day outside here at Gambier. First annual. They never had their second annual or third annual because we showed up about 20 Christians and disrupted the gay wedding, the snake charmers, the belly dancers, all the stuff they had going on. We ran it out of the neighborhood. Second thing we did is we went to the LGBTQ Halloween celebration at the gay church in Mount Vernon 10 years ago. They had two of them in a row, 2 years. They never had no more. Now, it's a little harder to get this stuff stopped because of the propaganda. They have driven this thing. So now they're asking yesterday on Facebook or somewhere, when can we have a pride night in Mount Vernon, Ohio? They're getting ready to set there one. So we'll go. Then they got in the news in the last week, we got a veterinary here in Mount Vernon that a guy I went to school with. I know him well. He is going to be in court against his wife. It's a big mess, but he's veterinary having sex with a horse. And I thought, I'm going to the courthouse.
Oh my goodness.
Going to see how they handle it. You know what I mean? How are they judge going to handle this case in Mount Vernon, Ohio?
Crazy. Yeah. So do me a favor, Spencer, pull up News with Views real quick. Cause I want you guys, sorry, Jeff, I'm against the clock here. So, I wrote a News with Views this week. Let's celebrate the natural family. I put it out there for people to understand exactly what it is going. Can somebody, folks, can anybody explain to me why we can't get this day? In fact, the NPR's own stats said 85% of people are heterosexual. 85%. Pretty good majority. Why do we only celebrate deviant days. Why? And so this, to me, is spiritual warfare. And will we engage in the spiritual warfare battle for the culture, despite the fact that many of our church leaders say we're not supposed to engage in the culture? Are you looking at me, friends? The whole LGBTQRS is a fraud. The entire thing is a fraud. And I can tell you something else. It's spiritual. Now, if you're out there and you have a child who is gay, my heart goes out to you. I have no idea what happened. But I can tell you this. It's a spiritual condition. It's not a sexual orientation. It's a spiritual condition.
Amen.
Until we begin to deal with it, church, as a spiritual condition, not a normal part of society, We're not going to get anywhere with it. Rochelle, come on in.
Thanks, Coach. I'm just going to drop this article in the chat.
And it has to do, it's from Science Magazine, and it's talking about how they've made sex and gender, they're using the term essentialism, which basically, easy definition of essentialism, I guess, is just the idea that people and things, it's natural, that it was inherent.
Scientific
you were born this way.
Scientific propagandist, right?
It is. And it just, this article in Science Magazine shows you how it's in all of our textbooks. Like, they've taken out real science and they've put in this made up, all what sparked me to look this up was when Jeff was talking about the two teenage girls who were partaking in sexually deviant behavior, you know, and it's because that it's all pushed on them. You know what I mean? They're opening up. I think children are naturally rebellious. And if you open this door and you show them all these ways to be rebellious, you're going to have at least that 15% that jumps in, probably more.
But it's spiritual, Rochelle. It opens them up to spiritual things. The author of confusion enters into their mind, right? They think about things they would never have thought about had it not been presented to them. That's what
exactly. And that's why they can't balance a checkbook, because this is what they're learning in school.
With the approval of the American church, or being told to what? Tolerate, accept it. We don't understand the depth of the deviancy. JR, are you out there, JR, today? I don't know if you're out there or not. If you are, maybe you could come in here real quickly and explain to us why the natural family is totally 100% inclusive. Are you out there, JR? He might have slept in today. Evidently, he did. He missed it. Cool. We've kind of beat this horse. We've got nine minutes left. This is the propaganda. This is what we're up against. And friends, follow. Somebody said, I've realized that really to follow the science, you got to follow the money. Do you understand that there are very, 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 very wealthy people who are promoting this agenda? Do you understand, friends, that this is Masonic at heart? Do you understand? And I'm going to show you that. Hang on, RL, Mark Trump. I want to put this in there before I forget. Right now, Spencer, I want you to go down and find. I sent it to you, Spence. It was a standalone one. I sent it to you. It says Zionism. Pull that up for me. I don't want to get into any more arguments about Zionism. I don't want to do it. It just engenders strife. If you want to know the truth? Nope, not that one. Nope, there it is. Is that it? Yes. This is our dear friend Charles Jennings. Christian Zionism, an end time deception and delusion. Now, put it in the chat. You watch that, and then we'll talk. Okay. Watch this video and then we'll talk. Put it in the chat, because I've been getting hammered over. Watch this, because the truth will set you free. RL, come on in. Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. Come on in, RL.
Good morning, Coach. Question. Did your statistics say that 7% of our population is homosexual?
No, 7.6. And they said 7.6 LGBTQRSTUV. They include them all in there. 7.6%. Yeah.
Thank you.
There it is. So folks, that's not gay. You understand? That isn't gay. They're not talking about gays. They're talking about people who they'll have an orgasm with any time, anywhere, with anything. That's pansexual. They sold us a lie. Mark Trump.
As ridiculous as this is, it seems inevitable, doesn't it, Coach? It seems like water getting higher, and it just keeps getting higher and higher, and everyone's running for the hills except the people jumping in the water. Coach, this happened before. It's happened over and over. We as a people are attracted to this kind of, it's like we're lemmings running off a cliff, Coach.
Unbelievable. It is. It's unbelievable.
All right, Mark. The times before Noah, were there people like you telling other people not to get changed? Times before Noah, was Noah out trying to do what you're doing? Trying to wake people up and show them the obvious?
Yep.
look, how did it continue? How did it just continue to absorb every person on the face of the earth? It was so attractive. It was so needed.
Yeah. Amen.
So this LGBT thing, Coach, is probably what did it back then. It was the watchers who wanted and lusted after the women. It was sexual lust.
Yep. Yep.
And that is the same thing happening today. These evil spirits.
Same seed.
The same spirits.
Yep.
Are doing the same thing, and we are the ones who's acting like it's new and special.
That's right.
Oh my goodness! Yep. Look at this. It's so obvious, Coach.
It is. And Mark, the church won't oppose it. You know why? Because the church has lost its understanding of the supernatural.
Amen.
We don't get it. We believe there's a devil. We believe there's God, but we don't understand it. Control for the minds of men. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, this is the same thing we talk about all the time.
This is one of the best shows. This is one of the best shows ever. This is one of the best shows ever, right here. Right here. One of the best ones ever.
Instead of rules for radicals, and the natural family function is how we operate within the Overton window. This is our tool. It's an excellent tool because it gives you all kinds of variables, and you can push it down their throat, or you can stroke them with it, but it's a perfect tool in the Overton window. Use it.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Jack, how long will it be before we're going to see, are you sitting down? How long is it going to be before we see human-animal sex as another minority approved?
Are you kidding me? They took it out of the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice. They crossed that line out in 2012 in the National Defense Authorization Act, crossed out bestiality as unlawful in the UCMJ. Come on, people.
So evidently animals can identify as human then. Is that what we're saying?
Well, but we're promoting that. The soul tie thing. When Laurie Ann was talking about the soul tie thing, I got to thinking, that's why they have sex with goats. Because the goat doesn't have a soul, so it's not sin.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. JR, come on.
We're sick.
Hi, Coach. Thanks. When it comes, we don't have much time, so I'll do this in a quick sentence. When it comes to natural law and sex, the parts fit.
Yes.
Parts fit. And that's natural.
That's right. Well, they just decided that other parts of the body could also be used for that.
Yeah.
It's called diversity. Diversity, yeah. Right?
We'll call it a best practice then.
Yeah, best whatever. Yep. Mary Jane, Jeff, I'm sorry.
Well, just to let you know, I'm going to drop my permit off at the mayor's office today. He's had JR's information for a week, so I'm going to step into his office and see what he thinks of it. And look what's going on in Mount Vernon now, I just said. It's like you need the natural family, Mr. Mayor. So I'll be in there this morning.
Amen. Okay, so look. Go to right now, Spencer, go to my commentary, newswithviews.com. And I want you to see, JR, I don't know if you're aware of this, the worldwide exposure that's going to come from this commentary. Now, I don't know if people are going to respond to it or not, but I want you to know that everybody that opens up this commentary, scroll down there. I want them to see what they're going to see. They can read, all right? They can read all that. But down at the bottom, there will be a picture of, keep going. There's a sign. And then down at the bottom, get that out of there. Click on, go back up. Look at what they're doing in Wisconsin. Folks, we're pushing back. We're fighting back. Does this matter to the church or not? An all-inclusive society where part of the society isn't included. They have a 30-day gay pride. What question? See if the teacher was successful today. What does gay mean? What does gay mean, my friends? Does that mean men loving men and women loving? Is that what it means?
It means gay apparel.
It means you can do whatever you want to in bed. Screw whoever you want to. That's what gay means, LGBT. That's why they've done that. Did you put the link in there, Zionism link? Did you put that in there for me at Spence? No, maybe not. Maybe I'll get it right now. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to put it in there. Don't talk to me anymore. Don't get mad at me anymore until you watch this. And then we'll have a discussion. Charles Jennings, Truth in History. You want to know the truth in history? Do you want to know the truth in history? Or do you want to believe propaganda? Have a great weekend. See you Monday morning live from New Orleans.